so he had never painstakingly dated it all. If he had, he would have discovered the bizarre truth about Tanis. That there was no city here at the time of Ramesses the Great.
Not a single pottery shirt has been collected from the time of Ramses II or before, but everything is post-Ramses II, and so this is a very important point.
And yet, the monuments, statues and buildings here are, without doubt, those of Pyramus, built by Ramesses the Great. It was a bizarre paradox. How can a magnificent city turn up in a place where it could never have been built? And where on earth should it have been in the first place? Bitak was intrigued. He felt compelled to solve the puzzle left by Montaigne and find the real site of Pyramus. And thanks to his map, he had the means of finding it. By using pottery to date the lost eastern channels of the Nile, one immediately stood out. The ancient Pelusiac branch, stretching over 180 kilometers in length. Along the course of this ancient branch, pottery had been discovered dating from the time of Ramesses the Great, which meant that it had to be the active most eastern branch of the Nile at the time of Ramesses. So Pyramus must lie somewhere along this lost Pelusiac branch. At this point, Bitak teamed up with German archaeologist Edgar Pusch to find the city.
Here we have Tanis, which we know is not Pyramus. And then over here, we have the Pelusic Nile branch. It's running something like this. And along it, we do have evidence of settlement remains of Ramses II and his followers. But here, at Kantir, we have an incredible concentration of settlement remains of Ramses II.
There had been clues suggesting Kontir was the site of Pyramus, going back to the time of Montaigne.
He says it was dug up about 30 kilometres from here. He claims it's from Pyramus.
This is Kontir, 30 kilometres south of Tanis. Could this be the site of the lost city of Pyramus? When Push first arrived, there was nothing to see at Kontir.